That's correct, Catherine. I suppose first and foremost, the reason I decided to bring this motion forward to the monthly meeting is because of MICA. And I've spoken to many families that, you know, that are suffering from MICA in their homes. And they're all very concerned, you know, at the lack of available homes for rent. They all know they're going to have to leave their houses, or the majority of them are going to have to leave their houses to get the work carried out. And I think myself, you know, that there's great potential for putting in wee villages, you know, for log cabins and modular homes and stuff like that. So that was the primary reason I put it in. I suppose since I put in the motion, things have changed, and changed greatly in the world and in Europe. And, you know, we have this war going on in the Ukraine, and we have a lot of refugees coming to our shores. I think we have maybe 20,000 here now, and we have them in Letterkenny. People that were sitting in homes with cars and children in school and living a very normal life, and have spent 6 weeks walking maybe across Europe and have landed in our shores. So we're going to have to figure out how to look after those people as well. The government are telling us that we probably need up to 200,000 to accommodate 200,000 refugees coming across Europe from the Ukraine. And so there's a lot of reasons for it. And I think myself as well, you know, we have to look at the moment, the cost of building homes in Ireland has probably gone close to doubled over this last year and a half. And people just simply can't afford them. You can see in the building industry already, where there's a slowdown coming, you know, there's not as many houses been built. People can't get the mortgages to buy the houses at the prices they're at, and they can't finish the houses with the mortgages that they're already drawn down. So, you know, we're not in a good situation, and I do believe that we have to, you know, it's going to be extraordinary measures in extraordinary times, and I think this is something that we need to do as a matter of urgency going forward.
The current county development plan, I understand, doesn't permit such dwellings to be built. So what would need to change there to pave the way for this to happen?
Well, I've been speaking to the planners, and apparently, I believe it's Section 180 of the Planning Act does allow for these types of measures to be put in place and, you know, in urgent situations. But, you know, I think myself, we have to sit down and take a hard look at this whole area. While I do not believe that shacks should be built for people to live in, you know, some of these log cabins have been used in Canada for years, you know, where they're exposed to to extreme conditions, you know, cold and wet weather, frost and all the things, you know, that we would be exposed to from time to time. And these things are of very, very high quality, and they seem to be able to stick the weather beating and everything very, very well. And, you know, I think we have to sit down and look at what does qualify and what doesn't qualify. You know, maybe be extremely firm about, you know, good quality log cabins and modular homes. And I think, you know, the way the prices of homes are at the moment, there'll be a lot of people very glad to be able to build one of them and live in it, because I think with the housing crisis we have at the moment, we have to start looking outside the box. And in my opinion, we're going to have to move in that direction in the short term, unfortunately.